We're standing by at Radio Central for the direct monitor report of the finish of the match between Jack Fleck, until yesterday a nobody in the world of golf from Davenport, Iowa, and King Ben Hogan, for years master of all he surveys on the fairways. We have a direct line. We're monitoring Harry Von Zell at this moment. He's told us to stand by. The finish is coming up right soon. Don Russell, you have a word there.
I have a monitor fact. In London, the population, 8,346,000. In London, as in the rest of the world, it's precisely 8.5 minutes before the hour. Wherever you are, when precise time counts, buy a Gruen. Gruen, precision watch, always on time.
The finish is coming in San Francisco. Go ahead, Olympic Country Club.
Well, friends, in just a few minutes now, we should know who is the 1955 National Open champion, and we'll have him here with us on monitor if it's at all possible. I think this is a good time, while they're getting over now to the 18th tee, to mention another champion, the one who has brought the exciting play-by-play description of this tournament to our radio audience during the past three tense days of tournament play. I'm speaking about our host, the Allstate Insurance Company. In 1954, Allstate sold more auto insurance than any other company in the world, based on direct written premiums. Now, the reason is this. Allstate, the company founded by Sears, offers car owners a really better value, finest protection, prompt, friendly service, and fast, fair claim settlements at rates usually lower than those of most other prominent companies. The cheering you hear from the crowd down there is due to a posting on the play of the 17th hole. I'll interrupt myself to ask Lawson what happened there. Did the tide change again, Lawson? I'll get back to you about Allstate in a minute.
Yes, it did, Harry. Ben Hogan picked up one shot on Jack Fleck, so he is one behind at the present time. Jack Fleck went one over par for a bogey five, and Ben Hogan missed a 14-foot putt for a birdie three, but he got down in four.
And there we go again. Only one stroke separating these two great players as we come into the, what may be, again, I say may be, the final hole. I would just like to say, too, because they have not yet gotten ready to drive here on the 18th, that you can be sure, always, that you're in good hands with Allstate. You just can't buy better auto insurance, so why pay more? Now, before you buy or renew, see your Allstate Insurance Company agent. He's a mighty good man to know and do business with. And now, Lawson, you can take over and report on this play of the last hole.
Thank you very much, Harry Von Zell. Ben Hogan had the honor and just drove off of the 18th tee. He hooked his ball rather badly to the left into the deep rough. Jack Fleck is preparing to drive. He's very deliberate, takes always several practice swings before he plays each shot. Let me tell you now, while Jack is getting ready to drive, about the 17th hole. Ben Hogan made a terrific bid there to get back into the, really get back into the running. He hit a wonderful three-wood shot for his second shot, about 14 feet from the hole on this very, very long and difficult par 4 hole. It's 461 yards uphill, a little against the wind. Very few people have been able to reach the green throughout the entire tournament, but the course is speeding up a little bit from the lack of water. From 14 feet, he just grazed the upper side of the hole, and his ball ended up about 2 inches past the hole and in the dead center if it had broken a little bit more. Jack Fleck has just driven, and his ball is right straight down the middle of the fairway. Not very long. However, the 18th hole is not a very long hole. It's only 337 yards, par 4, and he should not have very much trouble from that position. It looks as though Ben is really in trouble on the last hole, being over in the deep rough to the left. I'd like to tell you that this crowd out here has been magnificent today. There must be 8 or 10,000 people out here following these two great golfers. They're just swarming all over the course, and that's been one of the reasons why play has been so slow. These two players started out at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Pacific Daylight Time, and it is now almost 6 o'clock. Just for two of them, they have been on the golf course for almost 4 hours. We can go back to the 16th hole while they're walking down to play their second shots. The 16th hole is that very, very long, 603 yard par 5 hole. Both players hit very good drives. The balls were very, very close together. However, Ben had a little bad break there. His ball got into a divot hole, and he had to play a rather short second shot. He was not able to get the big wood onto the ball. But both players were on the green in regulation three and were down in two putts. We've already given you the 17th hole, and we see Ben and Jack coming through the gallery. They're marshals with red coats, very colorful. The United States Golf Association officials are out there to see that the players get every possible break that they can, and the crowd has been very, very courteous to all of the players throughout the entire day. They're very quiet when the players are preparing to shoot. There we see Ben with his head sort of hanging down, his hands in his pockets, and he's walking over into the deep rough. Looks like a very, very tough situation for Ben at this time. Jack Fleck is in the middle of the fairway, or I should say slightly to the right of the center of the fairway, in a perfect position to play his second shot to the green.
I noticed, Lawson, that in walking up to his ball, Ben with his hands in his pockets. It's growing chilly here in this early evening. On the other hand, younger Mr. Fleck, approaching his ball, took a towel from the caddy to wipe his brow. He's not cold. He's feeling rather warm. A contrast in feelings, perhaps, but this certainly is a very, very dramatic moment.
It certainly is, Harry, and the pressure and the tension on, why, probably both of the players are perspiring a little bit, although we are in a more or less of a air-conditioned by nature condition out here at the present time. The sky is slightly overcast with high fog. However, there are patches of blue that we can see. And it's very cool and pleasant. It's been an ideal day, absolutely an ideal day for golf. There hasn't been any troubling wind, and the course is in great shape. Ben Hogan is preparing to play his shot now. He will probably not be able to reach the green from this tall rough. Actually, this rough that he's in the rough about 30 or 40 feet off of the fairway, and the rough at that particular point is about knee-deep, and it's very, very plush. It's been watered. It's been watered quite a bit. I understand that they were pouring 10,000 gallons of water an hour on this golf course to soften it up and grow the rough in preparation for this championship. Ben had just played out. He had to play straight out into the fairway almost. He couldn't even shoot for the green. He took a full swing with his wedge and knocked the ball probably just about 25 or 30 yards out into the middle of the fairway. He's approximately 125 or 30 yards short of the pin, and Jack Fleck now has selected an iron club. I believe it'll probably be a number 8 iron. He's about 20 yards in back of Ben Hogan's ball, but he's, of course, playing his second shot. And there he's hit it. It's coming up. A beautiful shot on the green, about 15 feet to the right of the hole. That was Jack Fleck's ball, and you heard the ovation given him by this very wonderful and gracious crowd that we have out here. The gallery is very large and very gracious. Now Ben has selected his club for his third shot, probably a number 9 iron. Judged from this position, he's going to have to almost hole this one out to have a chance to stay in the running. He's hit it. It's flying true. A beautiful shot. He hit past right over the top of the flag, past the hole, about 20 feet past the hole. He has a downhill putt, and he will undoubtedly have to putt first because he is away. At the present time, as we've told you, Jack Fleck is one under par, and Ben Hogan is even par. Now we'll see if Harry Von Zell has anything for you here.
Well, Lawson, I don't have words to describe my feelings right at the moment. We're watching a great champion fighting every inch of the way. I just can't find words to describe to you the terrific concentration. Hear the tribute of this crowd for these men as they come up here. people now rising to their feet. A standing ovation for two great men. And now the official asking the crowd to be silent. All right, Lawson, you take over here and give them this action, will you?
Fine, thank you, Harry. We'll have to talk rather quietly now because from our position, I know that our voices would carry down there and would disturb them when they're putting. Ben Hogan is away and is down behind his ball, sighting the putt. He's taking several practice swings, taking a lot of time, and he's putting for a four. He was in the rough off the tee, had to play out into the fairway, and played a beautiful third shot, firing it right straight at the pin, but it went a little bit too far, about 25 feet past the hole. Here he is addressing his ball, very quiet and very steady, very deliberate. There he stroked it, but I don't think he's hit it hard enough. It's going to be a little short. It's right on line. It's going. He holed it for a four. Listen to the crowd. The crowd is giving the great Ben Hogan a great ovation, which he so richly and justly deserves, because he has been a great champion and is a great champion. He will go down in the record books as one of the greatest of all times. The crowd now is quieting down to give younger Jack Fleck a chance to putt. He's already been down, lined up his putt. He's taken several practice swings, and here he is addressing his ball. He struck the putt straight towards the hole. It's a little bit short, about 6 or 8 inches short of the hole, maybe 10 inches. Straight uphill he has to go. He's not taking very much time. He stepped up to it, and he taps it in for the new champion.
I've just been informed by our observer down there on the field, as you could see, Hogan playing his second shot out of the rough, Lawson, was hidden from our view, and we've just learned that it was necessary for him to miss one shot in there. He was lying very badly, so he actually, what appeared to us to be a four, was actually a bogey five. He had to waste one shot in that deep rough.
Oh, I see, Harry. Well, we couldn't see it from our position right here. Ben has gone over and shaken hands with the new champion. The photographers and the police are surrounding the players. The pictures are being taken. The gallery is still very, very well controlled. They're not rushing the players at the present time, but they probably will. Drama here certainly has been great this afternoon. There's Ben smiling. It's about the first time he's really smiled today. He knows that he's done a good job today. It's all over. He's waving his hat on Jack Fleck's putter to try to cool it off. He's fanning Jack Fleck's putter there. Could you see that, Harry?
Yes.
To fan that warm putter that Jack Fleck had.
And they say such a great deal about the grimness of the little hawk, Ben Hogan, but he has a smile, even in defeat, that shows something of a wonderful nature inside. At least it appears so to me.
Oh, he certainly has a grand nature, and he's a very good friend of mine, Harry. I've known Ben for a long, long time, and he certainly is a great credit to golf. He's a great credit to his profession, too.
It would be impossible to say, of course, what thoughts are going through the mind of young Jack Fleck. We have seen here the conclusion of a story that no one could write. Should someone try to write it, nobody would print it because nobody would believe it. This boy, Jack Fleck, a professional at a municipal course in Davenport, Iowa. A young man of 32, a wife and little boy waiting for him at home. What their thoughts are, there's no one in this world can say. The thoughts of his father and mother, the family in Davenport, and all of his host of friends there. He's, we understand, a very popular young man in his community. And in this great victory, he appears to be not visibly elated. Certainly, he must feel a great deal of elation, but there is within him the modesty, the humility, and the graciousness and gratefulness that makes all great champions. I think you're going to hear a great deal about this boy, don't you, Lawson?
I certainly do, and having gone through this once myself, very luckily, I don't believe that he'll realize what it means and that he has won the National Open Championship. For several weeks, he'll have to pinch himself to see if it's really true.
Well, and he won't be pinching alone. I'll be pinching right with him. I shall never forget, as I mentioned before today, probably several times, the lesson I got when Jackie Fleck, although playing beautiful golf, hit his tee shot on the 17th hole into the rough. Seemed almost impossible for anyone to get home from there. And he, at the time, still had two birdies to make to put him in the running. Here, that's Ben with Mrs. Hogan, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. Ben and Valerie are walking along, both of them smiling, and Ben has his arm around his lovely wife, Valerie. All in good spirits. Of course, they're disappointed, but it was a great game, a great fight.
Well, we have Jack Wagner somewhere down in this milling crowd who they've taken this champion to their hearts. And Jack Wagner is doing his best. I'm sure that we'll get Jackie Fleck up here to talk to you. And we've just had a wave from the great bantam, Ben Hogan, that he'll be with us in just a moment. He wants just briefly to go into the locker room. Unquestionably, the arduous strain, not only the mental strain, but the arduous physical strain of this now 4 days of play on this very, very rugged golf course must have its effect on this man who just a few short years ago lay in a hospital, a question hovering over him whether he would actually really walk well again. And yet he has come back to show great courage, great physical strength, and all of the qualities that make a great champion. There could have been an opportunity here that for Ben to become the only man to win 5 national opens. Watching him here today, we don't think it's his last chance. We're not expert on these matters, but this man is a great competitor. He's a great fighter. And as long as he is in the contest, believe me, he is going to have to be contended with. And now being brought to us, visibly tired and so grateful, is this man. If you've ever seen a long-distance runner, a marathon runner at the end of a long grind, you have never seen a man more completely physically and mentally exhausted than this man. Lawson, just come right up here, Jackie.
Here, right here, Harry. How about here?
All right. I think we can reach you. Lawson, take over. Jackie, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, Jack, it certainly is a great win. You played great golf, and you're a true champion. I know you'll be a great credit to the game. Congratulations, and I know you want to say something for us.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure. I'm lost for words. I don't know what to say. It's been a great tournament, of course, but it's hard to realize that I am now the champion.
I know exactly what you, how you feel, because I went through the same thing myself 15 years ago, and it took me about 3 or 4 weeks to realize that I'd won, and you have to just keep pinching yourself to keep reminding you of it.
No blood left.
No blood left. That's about right.
Well, the way you played today, it seemed like you had ice water in your veins. You beat a great man out there, and you just fought him all the way.
Well,
it certainly is a great tribute to your play.
The Lord was with me, I think, because, I don't know. It seems like something was just driving me all the way. I've never played this well before, and here, out of nowhere, I started to play real well. So it's hard to explain.
I should say you certainly did play well. Do you have anything here now, Harry?
I was just wondering if perhaps Jack might like to say just a word to that little family who's back there in Davenport.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Craig. How's everybody back there?
Well, how do you think they are?
I'll tell you, I believe the town will be flooded tonight.
Yes, it will.
It's going to go from 300 to 400 real quick.
Okay, thank you very much, Jack Fleck.
Let him rant.
The new champion, ladies and gentlemen.
And what a wonderful one, Lawson. Come back up here with me, Lawson. I'm watching the locker room door over there because we expect momentarily to have Ben Hogan up here on the stand to speak to you. I was just remarking as Jackie approached us here, the marks of this battle are there, believe me. He shows now the strain that he must have been under these last 2 days. We were remarking earlier about his final hole of yesterday where he needed a birdie to tie the great Bantam. And his shot at that hole went over into the rough. It wasn't deep rough, but any of this rough is trouble around here, I think you'll agree. But the problem here was, I think you'll agree, Lawson, that the position of the pin was such that trying to approach out of such rough to be able to stop the ball close enough to the hole to have a fair chance for a birdie was a great problem. And I wish you'd go ahead and explain how he did it. We found out this morning the iron he used and the courage it took to play that shot.
That's right. He was in the short rough. It's only about an inch or two higher than the regular fairway. He was into the rough by about 6 inches, but it was the short rough. In other words, he was off the fairway by just about 6 inches. He used a number 7 iron and hit down on the ball very hard to impart a lot of backspin to the ball. And his shot came up about 5 feet from the hole. It grabbed and held extremely well. It was amazing how well that ball could take that backspin coming out of the rough. And he just calmly stepped up and sank that 5.5 or 6 foot putt for his birdie 3 to tie Ben.
And while he was lining up that putt, I heard some astounding conjectures as to the odds against his sinking it. Too bad we didn't take some of them, Lawson.
Why, I should say so.
Well, the boy, I keep saying the boy, this boy is a man in every sense of the word. Lawson gave you a very good description of him earlier. For those of you who weren't able to be with us at that time, I can just tell you that he's tall, better than 6'1", weighs 165 pounds. He is very slender. But I noticed his hands. They are sensitive and very, very strong. Unquestionably, his ability to find his way out of trouble with an approach shot out of the rough is due in great measure to the
While Harry Von Zell is describing the scene at the Olympic Country Club, just a reminder that the new National Open champion, Jack Fleck, had a score of 69, Ben Hogan 72.
Astounding, just remarkable that he was able to recover as he did several times a day, sinking an important 5-footer, very important 17-footer, another one from 19 or 20 feet, all for birdies. You know, the one was out of trouble for a par, I believe. Well, Lawson, they're signaling me here. I'm afraid that we're not going to... I was afraid when he went into the locker room that once there... the crowd would just so descend upon Hogan that he wouldn't be able to get back to us. Our airtime is running out, and I want to, before doing anything else, thank all of the folks who not only this final day, but during the tournament, the 3 days that we have been here, helped so much to make these broadcasts possible.